I might as well bust up like an intro.
Hello.
Whoa.
Yeah. Damn. All right, everybody. Next, we are going to see the 907, which is odd because it's singular, and yet there are two of them.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about telecommunications and such from a tech's point of view, and I guess they're going to talk about some of the security aspects of such a thing. And anyway, I guess it should go for like an hour, something like that. I don't know. Amount of time. It should be fun. And afterwards is Win NFF's t-shirts, but you don't have to go see that. All right. So anyway, give them a big round of applause.
Hi.
How you doing?
My name's Ryan. I'm also known as Toto Vader. And this is Mike, also known as Psychotic. And we're going to go through some basic telecommunications. So I know we got some freaks out there that might not want to sit through this, but we'll try our best to make everybody happy here. Yeah. We're going to start out by talking about outside office.
Outside plant. Pretty much all the lines are outside. From the central office to the house are called outside plant. Inside the CO is, of course, inside plant. We're going to discuss some of that. Ryan's going to touch base on some.
We're going to talk about tools of the trade, equipment that both freaks and
techs use.
We're going to talk about the ways to hack the phone line. Simple stuff for some of us, but some of us don't know. And then we're going to talk about ways to prevent.
And I'll do a short like spoof on like social engineering and stuff like that. What cable pairs would be used for? How would you ask about that? How you can implicate it and whatnot? I guess our credentials. We're both freaks, of course. Both work for Quest. We're contracted to do small business networking, DSL stuff like that, and just work on outside plant. So, I guess should I start off?
Yep, go ahead and start with outside plant.
Okay, well, of course, we got the central office or wire center, like the AT&T building across the road there. And you say, Joe Smo over here, he needs a pair of wires to his house. So we got a pair of lines coming right here, right? And it goes what is called the cross box. That's really messed up looking. We got the cross box. Sometimes they'll call it the cross box, the 3M box, the green box. There's different names in each states, whatever. On the cross box in the middle here, you'll have the distributor, and in the middle, you'll be like a green spot distributor where the binds go to, or how I explain it. Each bind holds 25 pairs of wire, and each cable will be 25 binds. So you got a cable that'll go from the central office to the cross box, and it'll be punched down in the middle here. And from the middle, it'll be jumped to the outside, which is the feeder, and the feeder run to what's called a pedestal, or it'll be aerial, like on a pole. A pedestal will be, well, you guys probably seen the green boxes up on the streets that look like this. So, within the pedestal, they usually hold between 8 to 6 houses for that block. They can hold up to 25 lines going to the pedestal or that whole bind. And then from the pedestal, it's called the drop to the house, which will go to what's called the SNI or the NID or a telephone network interface. And we have one here for people to look at too if they want to. Now, a few different things here. Like, let's see how it works. I mean, we just ran through how the pair would just get to the house and the cable. Let's see, I don't know where should I go from this. We're really tired. Sorry about that. Let's see. Well, okay. This is, I'm going to back up here. We got the central office. We got the cable that will go to the cross box. Well, the cable that goes to the cross box has 25 binds in it, and within the 25 binds, you have 25 pairs of wires. So right there is, 1,000-odd pairs. Yeah, what do you want? Oh, hey, what's up, Mike? I don't have my glasses on, man. I can't see. Okay. Okay, so, yeah, so we got that going on here. And the distributor, it will be a green spot in the middle. It will be punched down. And from that point where... It's really hard to explain. I didn't realize. We had work orders for you guys to look on the projector and we could explain it better. Yeah, we forgot stuff. Well, let's do it a different way. I'm going to scrap all this shit, okay? let's scrap this. I want to do this again here. Let's pretend we have a work order here. On the work order, we got a C, which would stand for cable. We got P, which would be pair. And then BP, which should be binding post. Under this, we'll have cable 2. You'll see pair 1127, binding post 127. Now, within that, you'll have, which what that tells you that you're on cable 2, pair, you know, you got the pair and you got the binding post. In the cross box, you got two sections here. You got one section that's right here, number one. That's your distributor. Distributor means the feeder, the line coming from the CO to the distributor. In here, you'll have, it'll tell you that you're on binding post 127. So the cable coming from the CO to here is cable 2, and it's the pair. The pair, what goes up to the back of the, what's it called? Like a punch down block. You guys seen punch down blocks before? It goes to the back of one of those, kind of. And it's binding post 127. So inside here, you look for 127, and there's a customer's line just chilling out there, chilling on 127, right, having a fun old time. Then under it, you'll see, this is called F1, by the way. And then you got the F2, which would be out pair or out binding post. It would be like 132. And then you got binding post BP8, right? So here you got number 2, right? Number 2. This would be called your feeder. So your feeder goes from here to your pedestal. So within here, it'll be punched down here. So you'll have a jumper line going here to here. This is really confusing to explain. So if you guys have questions, just like yell. Please yell. Okay. So you got, from 1 goes to 2, and then 2 goes to the pedestal. Does that make the most sense there? So your F2, facilities 2, goes to the pedestal, which is your binding post 8. Like I said, 8 people can be hosted on that pedestal. So you look on here, you got 8. So dial tone goes to 8 and then goes to the house, which is the SNI. That's the best way to explain how a phone line gets to where you're going. If you were like digging in the trash can, or if you social engineer from a phone company, the cable and pair of like someone you didn't like. Like Joe Schmo screwed you over on the street, you're really pissed off at him, you have a circuit ID, like a phone number. You get the cable and pair. You go up to the cross box. Here, look it up, you know, on the distributor, cable and pair, and the binding post, hook up to it, you know, make some phone calls, do whatever you want to do. I wouldn't suggest that, right? You know where it goes. I mean, you also know where it goes here. Also, what this is going to tell you in the cross box is the pair color, how it works. Shit, I'm lost. Color code. Well, I can go with the color codes here. Actually, here, you talk about some stuff. I'm going to write some stuff.
All right. All right, we're going to do some basic tools here. We're very tired. This is a can wrench. This very simply opens up these, like so. Simple enough. Exactly. But these are very cute. Another tool we have, we call this yellow dildo. It's the same thing as an inductive amplifier, which I'll explain in a few seconds, but that works with your butt set. And what this does is amplifies electrical signals, so you can hear them without actually puncturing the line. Getting into that, this is your butt set. It's pretty much standard issue for any phone tech. If you can get a hold of one, they're very nice, because clip onto the line using an angled bed of nails. You puncture the line, but it will not damage the line. You don't have to cut the line to get into it. With that, you have the inductive amplifier. Like I said, does the same thing as the yellow dildo, except it's on its own. You don't need the butt set to use with it. We have a hex wrench here. So, security hex, because it has a hole in the middle. Sometimes they're hard to get a hold of unless you know a tech, but you can buy them.
Tennessee, I think like Tennessee 2600, they have a store that sells those, this cable, the F-type wrenches.
Yeah, I've seen them in a couple catalogs, but...
Yeah, they call them SNI openers or hex wrenches, hex security wrenches.
What they will do is inside your TNI, your SNI, you have a section that's reserved for the phone company only. And that's the security hex right there. If you can open that up, this is phone company area. it also opens it up on the outside. There are another versions of butt sets. This is a cheaper one. We have your standard pliers and blade.
I hear. I'll talk about something else here. Okay, screw this. Social engineering. Okay. I know I'm jumping around. Whatever, right? Okay. There's different divisions within the telephone company. Each telephone company specializes in one thing. You know, when you call tech support, you talk to them for a half hour, then they ship you off to someone else that knows something, then they ship you off to someone else, and it's just bullshit, right? Redundant bullshit. So when you're calling, like, you want to find information on, say, Ryan over here. His phone number, you know, you got the MPA or area code 612-323-4807 or something like that. I don't know, just some random number, right? And you got that number. You know the number. You know the customer's name. So for say you have, there's a division Quest. I'm not sure if the other places have it. It's called Assignments. You call them up. Be like, hey, I'm an outside tech. When you call up these people, you got to understand you have to be nice. You have to be more than nice. You've got to be like their best buddy. You call them up like, hey, man, how's the weather going, right? Because these people are stuck in a desk. They're doing nothing but answering phone calls, doing redundant stuff all the time. Then you got some tech calling up like, yes, I need this now, give it to me, and then they get all mad, then they ask, you know, if you get them mad, they're going to ask you for your tech ID, your full name, and what you want this for. But when you call them up, you smooth, you'd be like, hey, man, how you doing? I'm working on the circuit ID. Spit out the circuit ID. They're there with a pen and pencil. They know. They write it down really quick, you know, 612, say the number, whatever. And they type that in. I'm like, yeah, I need the new F1, like facilities one. I need a new F1, like spare pairs, which they'll give you a cable and a pair, which they also read back the original cable and pair. So you'll have the customer's or Ryan's original cable and pair and plus some spare ones, right? So then you ask him, like, well, I'm not sure where this crossbox is located. Could you give me the F1 location? And they'll be like, well, the F1's, you know, crossed at, you know, 1014 East Bethel Street in Anoka. So you can go over there, and you have the location of the crossbox now. You have the cable, pair, and binding post. So you can hook up to his line, and you can do whatever you want to do. I wouldn't suggest anything. Also know the cable and pair. So when you have the cable and pair, you can call up the central office or wire center and be like, hey, this guy here is just sitting here, or like, I need to do some tests on this line. I need this line shorted. I'm on cable 2, pair, you know, 1127. And they'll be like, okay, could you pull the coil for me? And the tech at the Quest building or the CEO would be like, yeah, sure, I'll pull it for you. Just call back when you want that back. They'll pull the coil. And what the coil is on the protector frame within the CEO. All it is tip and ring on one side and tip and ring and ground on the other. And it feeds the dial tone right to the customer. You pull that coil, they don't have anything. Plus, then they short it, and they forget about it. There's thousands of these coils. They're little things, but inch long. There's thousands of them. So they're not going to notice that there's one missing. Pull the coil, it's gone. They don't have dial tone. Oh well, right? There's a couple people that, you know, go through their local phone carriers for like ISP use and whatnot. Within the crossbox, like back in the 80s, they used to charge for minutes, like late 70s, early 80s, used to charge for minutes on your phone line. And what they did is in the crossbox, they put talk pairs in it. Very bottom of the crossbox, sometimes written on the side, it's called a talk pair. And you can clip onto that, and when you dial out, it's going to show up as US West or Ameritech or whatever else. So you call up, you know, so Ryan again here, be like, hey, this is so-and-so from Quest.net. I we're doing a verification on this and that. Try social engineering for maybe a username. Most usernames with the local ISP is, you know, last name and the first name. I know Quest.net is. I work with it all the time. So, you know, let's say Anderson Ryan is, you know, username. We need to verify the password. And we need a social security number to verify blah, blah, blah. Most people will be like, well, and they say it's sketchy, but when the second they look at that caller ID and they notice it's from that company, they believe anything you say. You can ask them for their mother's maiden name, their credit card number, and everything else. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you need that? I'm sorry, sir, you know? And they'll just spit it off to you. It's kind of pathetic, but I wouldn't suggest it. So, I mean, just with that alone, you can do that. There's also another thing called this kind of veering. I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I don't really care. You know, it's late at night and I, you know, whatever. This thing called bridge tap, right? A lot of people know what it is. Some people do if they have DSL. Interferes with your DSL line, whatever else, right? What bridge tap is on the F from the pedestal of the aerial, what's on the, what's it called? Okay, you got a pole, right? You see the big black box sitting up there. It's called an aerial. And from that point, you'll have, you know, your pairs punched down here going to your house. And it also go down like 1,000 feet. Just pretend it just goes down 1,000 feet. Nobody knows about this extra line. They usually use in case you discontinue your service and then you can hook up later down the road. A lot of people use that for fraud. Like, for say, Joe Smo has, you know, a line going here, but it's also connected, you know, at four more spots down the road. You can just hook up a drop pair, go and put it down into your house, and you got free dial tone, you know, unless they're on the line. Other ways people commit, like, fraudulent things is with the speaker system here that Ryan thought up here. Let him explain that really quick.
All right. Well, we're going to get simply into phone taps. This is the simplest phone tap that we know of. You can pretty much get a phone tap for about $1.50. All it is an 11K resistor and a speaker. You can probably find this crap in your house. If you go to any point between, I mean, the CO and your house, tap onto the line, that's a phone tap. You can listen into conversations. Okay. You'd have to hook up the resistor in series with the speaker pretty much like so, and then that goes parallel onto the line. So you don't interrupt the line, you pretty much tap onto it. It's the same way that your butt set is going to work. And a butt set is a much better version of that. What this does is you tap onto the line here and you can hear phone conversation without, it's not going to be a click, there's not going to be anything. If there's nobody on the line, you can click on and you can make telephone calls from that point. Other versions of taps, I know that there are ones that where you actually go in series with the pair, and that's going to broadcast on a radio frequency. There's simple ones like that. You can hook up a tape recorder using an 11K resistor at the house, but I wouldn't recommend that. You need a better resistor.
I know when I was in training in Arizona that they're showing us what, like, FBI taps, the older ones look like. And what pretty much, I don't know if you ever noticed them, sometimes they have encapsulation on the line. It looks like a big metal tube on your line, just sitting there up on your line. But the older phone taps, like in the 80s and the early 90s, that a lot of the FBI used was your bind would go into what looks like a pipe bomb. Literally looks like a pipe bomb, that long. It's just a pipe. It goes in there and then reroutes going off to like an apartment building or something down the street. And they use this stuff. I mean, it's really substandard. You know, you think they have more creative things like that. But I mean, that's one thing they use. And like, I've actually cut this in the field because it interferes with the DSL, of course. They show us that in Arizona. I know McLeod USA, I don't know if you guys have them here, it's kind of a contracting company, and they do local telephone service and whatnot. They have another thing called like a T-Bird. Have you used it before? No, it pretty much you can hook up to T1 data lines, and it can receive the packets incoming and outgoing. It can view all the packets coming in and whatnot and save it. It's pretty much a laptop with added features. What else do they have? I know within their central office in McLeod, Minnesota, they have random things on the switch where you pick up, and it starts recording your call, you know, average thing. You know, people have tape recorders. It's actually on a computer. It's like a large WAV file but different format. Second you hang up, it'll take the variations in the voices, split them up, and try to put them out in text file and save it. And then so someone else can read it later. Like, I've seen that too. So there's a lot of scary technology out there, and there's a lot of ways. I mean, you can, preventing it-wise, I mean, you can put a lock on your TNI or SNI or whatever on the side of your house, but what's that going to do? Yeah, how are you doing? I'm not sure about that. I know English is, you know, the standard language for this area, but they might have stuff for other languages. I don't know how that works. I've heard rumors about Germany, actually, you know, how the military, the government owns the switches in there, and they can do like a carnivore type thing where they can, you know, sniff out like random words like bomb, kill, threat, whatever, and take that and then start recording your call. I don't know if actually puts into like a text file, but I know something like that. That's what I've heard. You know, I wouldn't doubt our government doing that now. You know, I don't doubt many things. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that whole phone system you're explaining, is that the same for other countries also, or is that pretty much a standard?
The one with the recording, or?
No, I'm talking about the whole.
Oh, this.
Haven't a clue. Seriously.
Haven't a clue. Yeah. I mean, other countries don't know. We haven't been to other countries. We're kind of poor and can't
I would
travel
love to.
Too much. So I know it's mostly standard. I've noticed in this area we stopped at a couple cross boxes and opened them up, and we just kind of dug around and, you know, just kind of had a good time. And we noticed it's pretty much the same setup. There's a few different things here and there, though. You know, of course they're going to call it different things. Like when I call in to Oregon to have, you know, a cable pair change, I say wire center. They'll say, what? You know, and I'll be like, oh, central office. Like, oh, okay, I understand what you mean. Just like these stupid little things within the phone company. They have 10 names for each thing, like a butt set, lineman's hand set. You got a, what, let's see, we have my little buddy. What the heck, you know? Why call all these different things? It just confuses us techs, you know? We're not that smart. But I don't know. What else?
Well, so the weakest, I mean, from the CO to your house, I mean, this entire system is weak, but its weakest point is the TNI, the SNI, or what else do you guys call it?
NID.
The NID, I guess. And that's at the point. Yeah. That's the point. This sits on your house, and if you tick somebody off, and they're not really a freak, but they're smart enough to understand this, what they're going to do is they're going to open up your TNI. Mm-hmm. So putting a lock on that, like you said, is going to be probably your best security. But if they're smart, they're going to get the cable pair and go to your F1 or your F2.
Yeah, not many people know
or
about that.
Or just your F1. I mean, there's no real protection that you can get at that point.
I mean, if you want to just check your own lines, like say you want to check the ohms on your own lines, make sure everything's going right, or the certain voltage is like negative 52 volts going on a dry cell battery to your house, pretty much. They use dry cell batteries. I don't know why the hell they use that still. They've been using it since they started back in the day, like little guys on bikes replacing all this stuff way back in the day. Anyways, so... Yeah, I mean, they still use that. It's negative 52 volts going to your house. Usually it breaks down within, you know, resistance and whatnot. It ends up about 45, 49. But, you know, just put, like, a voltmeter on there. Just check it, you know. If your voltage is down, like, in the 20s and 30s, it's like you know something's going on with your line. You know someone's messing around with it.
That's going to be some of the less intelligent taps. Like, this one is going to be noticeable. If somebody's smart enough, they're going to be able to find this on your line. The butt set's barely noticeable.
Yeah. Well, that's
obviously the ones that are working series with your line, where you actually have to interrupt the phone line at some point to use power from it, that's going to be extremely noticeable. Otherwise, if they hear static, if they hear radio feedback, they're probably going to call the phone company. You don't want to be at the cross box at that point. Some other security measures that might be a good idea. Obviously, portable phones are extremely insecure. Because all it takes is a radio frequency finder and a scanner, and you can listen to your neighbor's phone calls. Also cell phones, pagers. The best security measure for those is buy the newest equipment, because the newer portable phones have encryption. But again, that's only going to encrypt what's inside your house from the handset to the base. So it doesn't encrypt your phone line at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, still at your F1, if they wanted to they could.
There's lots of little things like dial tone's fake. It's just a loop that's put on the switch. I mean, it's just there for people's convenience. They just put it there. So, you know, if you don't have dial tone, still try to dial out. Or anything from the ringing's fake. There's lots of just little things. I don't know. I'd like to take questions, actually.
Yeah, questions would be a lot easier.
I don't know. No, okay.
That was so incredibly confusing. Yeah. I do not believe you don't have questions.
I came in late, but, yeah. How
do you learn all this? How? I'm contracted by Quest to do this. This one's my 6th month now. Yeah, I haven't seen you for a long time. So anyways, another good thing for TalkPair, like you've seen that in movies where people re-divert lines, you know, like they'll set up like their neighbor's line to run into their house and they'll do some hacking from there and whatever else so they can't get traced, you know, if you don't want to use OptiVert or Diverter or whatever, or PBX to get out. TalkPair, just you can take a jumper from your F2 to the TalkPair and it'll run it right into your house. You know, do whatever you have to do. Go back there, pull it off. It's going to trace it right back to Quest or whoever your local carrier is. And then be like, what the heck's going on here? You go to the cross box, there's nothing, you know, trace you back. Just little things like that. You know, if you're into prank calling like some people are.
Have you seen a function named OptiVert or Diverter?
Like seen an OptiVerter or? Like I've never seen a diverter. I've used diverters. Like you dial in and then you can dial out from there. And, excuse me, like, Excuse me again. I've call places within Quest where you can dial out from there also, and it just shows up on that line.
But an electronic one, no.
No, I haven't seen an electronic. I read stuff like in 2600 and stuff like that where you can set up stuff, and if you have two lines, you can divert it. Just, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe in that, personally. Yeah. It just depends, you know. I mean, with like ANI 2 and stuff like that, it's really hard just to mask your circuit ID that's going out there. I mean, no matter what, they're going to be able to trace you. It's like if you're going to optivert, like, you know, Miss Jane down the street ticked you off because she broke up a date with you, you want to prank call her for some reason, and you call, you know, the operator and have them, you know, call them, it's going to show up as unavailable. And, you know, if they have unavailable, like, blocked, it still will go through, stuff like that. But with ANI 2 in certain areas, it'll still go through and have your ID on there. So, like, 800 numbers, no matter what, like, the circuit ID still shows up. So, I don't know. Any other questions?
So diverters are sometimes not the best route to go.
I know you can dial into, like, phone systems and stuff, too, and dial out from there, like Majoridian voicemail, some PBXs, like Toshiba PBXs, you can dial into those, too, and dial out from there.
Like the ones here.
Yeah. I haven't messed with those. Do you know what kind of system it is?
Series 3.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I want to talk to you later. any other questions? Yeah.
How does this, like, with the cell phone?
Yeah.
So I was making the point that the cell phone is also insecure, and older scanners are going to be able to pick up cell phones.
But what if they're digital?
Yeah, that's what the newer the PCS phones and whatnot are going to be better are going to be encrypted.
Past the CALEA communications assistant
Yeah.
And the new Clipper chip and all that. Yeah, it's scary stuff. So, I mean, it's more protection from people like us, I guess.
From random, normal people that have... I know I lived in a small town. Everyone had a scanner there, and they had nothing better to do than listen to the scanner, and you have no privacy that way. I mean, if someone actually wanted to triangulate the area you're at with the cell phone, they're going to find you within this building at least, you know? I mean, they had that technology back when Kevin Mitnick was being hunted down. They found, you know, the building he was in. So, I'll give you an example. There's this kid at my high school a couple years ago that pranked the police, like, oh, blah, blah, and just started pranking them. Hung up the cell phone, didn't tell them where he was at, but they ended up at that school in the area where he was at, and then, you know, some kids narked him out and eventually got caught. But, you know, it was really fast. Most police agencies, I don't think, have that type of technology, but who knows? I live in a weird area.
there's going to be a workshop on tomorrow in the context of cryptography. That's called elliptical curve technology. And they can triangulate your position, but instead of a normal triangulation with, you know, 3 cell towers, with a single tower.
That's really scary. Yeah, I don't know much about that. I'm an outside man.
Work for Verizon.
Damn. Scary shit. Any other questions? Outside plan stuff, like... how cable pair works, you know, the color codes, whatnot, anything. Yeah, I don't know, anything. In Hope Field. Yeah. How do color codes work? That's really messy. Well, there's 25 pairs within the color codes. And easy way to do it if you want to remember it is just write out a small chart, white, red, black, yellow, violet, then down the side would be, like, you know, blue, orange, green, brown, slate. And just write down the numbers down here, you know. So you got 25. So, like, if it was pair 75, it just recycles every 25 times. So it'll be 25 again, you know, about a slate. I don't know if that explains it to you. I can write it out for you afterwards if you want me to. Anything else?
He had to.
Oh, I can't feel that question, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to, go ahead, man. Anything else? Like, well, we're like landline people, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering if you just had experience in that area.
No.
That's what we like a long time ago. I tried to mess around with that stuff, and then things happened. So, like, it's been a long life. Not really. Anyways, anything else? Nothing else? Okay, I guess. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. We have a handset, too. No, what? This?
965.
Oh, I have my 965. If you guys want to look at this, like, afterwards, this is a $6,000 item. It can read the voltage if there's an opening line, shorts, let's see, anything. It can sync up to DSL, ISDN, which is the same difference. You can find bridge tap. You just do a lot of nifty stuff with it. We do, like, a one-on-one type thing. It's made by 3M. I don't know who said it was a Harris or not. But we do have a handset. I mean, if you guys, we're going to do like a silent auction if you guys want to, and the highest bidder will get it. You know, if the highest bidder is like a $5 bid, I don't, you know, oh well. It's not this one. Where is it? Here. It's a Harris Dracon, like TS-22. It's a little used. You know, we had tech had to use it for a little while, and we just figured we give it away. Oh, yeah, the battery's dead, so the speaker's not working right now either. So, yeah, if you guys want to participate in the silent auction, I mean, it has the ABN clips and whatnot. It's a good phone. You just, like, you can fold up a piece of paper and just drop it in this box if you want. And then with your name and price and room number, we can just stop by your room tomorrow or something like that. We can work that out. If you guys want a handset, I know some people like handsets. So, anything else?
Pretty much all the tools are
for sale, I guess. Yeah. No? Okay. Oh, okay. I guess we're done. Yeah, sorry. It's been...